the Rove and Sam catch up.
Chitty chitty chat 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 chat.
I'm tired as f.
We're in. Man, I just love it every time you see the
I'm leaving then.
Hang on, my headphones sound funny.
Yeah, Jamie's left his mic open.
Oh, is that what you've done? Jamie.
Bye, Jamie.
Bye, Jamie, our button pusher.
Jamie, the button pusher, has left the building.
Oh my God.
Watching the ladies from sales. What is happening over there, Sam? Oh. Someone's doing the sprinkler.
They're dancing.
Someone else is dancing at their desk.
I've never seen those people before.
Full disclosure, I don't know what happens in this building.
I don't either.
I don't know who many of these people are, as we discovered on our show.
Jamie, can you stop
turn your microphone off. It's actually quite
annoying. It's really
distracting. It's more. You know what? Oh, God, I don't know what's more annoying.
Are
you
actually talking?
You left your microphone on.
Oh. I could hear it in my ears.
There we go.
Oh, guys, get settled in for some great sounds.
Nice. There's one point today, two shows were happening at once.
What?
You and I were talking to each other, and everyone outside the fishbowl and Jamie were talking across.
Mm.
That was fun.
Well, it was. It was an interesting show today. It was a good show today, but it was
solid.
Just solid.
It was just solid.
It was solid.
Just solid. It ain't a time capsule one.
No, but look, hey, it was a good show. Like, you know, I mean.
Look, I was out last night at the Fantastic Beach.
Jinx.
It was a fun little date night.
That's cute. I saw your little picky of you and Taz on the Instagram.
Now, look, I don't mean to cast any shadow on anyone here. But, Sam, I've talked before about how many likes a simple
photo of Sam Frost. I knew you were
going to
say that because I saw the same thing.
Did you?
Yeah. Sorry, go. What were you going to say? Tell me what you were going to say.
I got home. I said to Taz, a good post. Maybe get you 750.
Yeah.
750 is a good day.
Yeah.
Maybe grand. So, I don't know, T-dub. Put the missus in the pick. Boom. Skyrockets. $2,000, anyone?
Mate, that's because you guys, you know, you don't post quite often of pickies of yourself, which is absolutely fair enough. So then when you do, I know for me, when I saw it, I went, oh. I thought it was so cute. So.
Well, what was great was because I just took a picture of myself on the red carpet. And or got someone to take it for me. And then there was another one you could do that's probably there for the whole run, the movie's out. Because part of it is this wizard guy has this suitcase and there's all these amazing things in the suitcase, so it can fit more in it than it seems.
Yeah, right.
And so they have a stage. You can step up onto the stage and there's the movie poster logo and then this suitcase and you can step into it and it's got like a little trap door thing.
Yeah.
So you can sort of look like you're climbing out of this suitcase on the ground like he does in the movie, and people are like, someone else can stand next to you and go, what, or whatever.
Yeah.
I said to Taz, I might get a, do you do this where you just go, I might just, which means I really want to do
this.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Might just get a picture with the suitcase.
Yeah.
Meaning I would like to get a picture of the suitcase. Will you please take a picture of me with the suitcase or be in a picture of me with the suitcase? And she was like, well, I'm going to go get some popcorn. I was like, message received and understood. And then I looked at the line and went, nah, you know what? I can't be bothered. I'll get it on the way out.
Yeah.
So then we're on the way and I was like, okay, oh, there's show bags. Oh my God, there's show bags. Open up the show bag, scarf, little wand.
That's fun.
And so I put the scarf on, wrap it up, get my little wand ready, get a little selfie. She's going, wait for me.
Oh, cutie. That's a smidge cute.
Took a pic. Not happy. Take another pic. That'll do.
Yeah.
And then I went and found the bar.
Oh, that's so good.
You know what I love? We get training at the start of every year that says, do not talk about these things. Do not talk about those things.
Loosey-goosey with that, haven't I?
Yep. One of the things that we're...
Sweet Jamie. I was talking to Rove and our chitty chatters.
What about me? Hang on.
Well, you've been writing over there.
I thought you'd still gone. When did you come back?
But yes, so I know Rove.
He's having a day.
I know what you're about
Jamie's,
to say.
We're all having a day.
We're all having a day.
Mate, yeah. This is welcome to the show. Welcome to talking and having no one care.
No one cares. We do a show. We look out to our team.
Breakfast burritos. They're all eating breakfast. As I said, I described it yesterday as it's like your partner yawning during sex.
Yeah.
I'm trying my best.
They are busy doing work.
Oh, I know that.
Aren't we all?
Okay, I'm going to top my mic now.
Good.
Where were we? Sam, we were having a conversation.
Sorry, we're talking about we have a code and ethics training or whatever.
Oh, that's right.
At the start of the year saying don't talk about drinking, don't encourage it.
We're not allowed to encourage drinking.
I reckon my last every single story this week, I've said, mate, I was blind. I was shouting shots. I was, well, I've gotten a bit.
It's this. Having a couple of wines, having a good time.
I'm going to have some wines this afternoon. Screw it. I need some wine. Do you know, last night I was like, ugh, I need a wine. Just having one of those days. And I had like a Penfolds box. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Penfolds? Yeah. A box. And I was like, ooh, it's empty. Sam, why the hell did you keep that?
What did you? Because if someone opens up your cupboard, they want to go, oh, yeah. Hello, Penfolds.
And I just threw it out. I'm like, stop disappointing yourself, you fool.
That's a weird thing to do. That's a very weird thing to do.
I don't know why I did it.
But then you got one of the greatest text messages anyone could ever wish to get today.
I was on air and we're like, oh, the show's nearly about to wrap up. And
and I should point out as well, this is, you've been up since 4.
Yeah.
Right? So whatever time you got this, your friend can't have been awake that long.
No.
Because this is prior to, like, even now. If you got this message now at 20 to 10 in the morning, you'd still go, it's a bit early for this, isn't it?
Yeah, it was 8 a.m. My girlfriend had just woke up. She said, wine this afternoon? Mate. And I said, yes, absolutely. Are you joking? And it just made my day. I'm like, that's exactly what I feel like. I haven't had a wine since Sunday.
I was on the boat with Emda and friends the other day. It was Guy Sebastian brought his tequila. Sorry.
Since Sunday?
Yeah. Monday. Maybe Monday.
Monday.
Why are you judging?
No, you're doing well then.
I like to have some wines. I'd like to have one or two wines. Guy Sebastian, Larry M to continue.
No, I was just saying. I had some daytime drinking happening on Tuesday.
Daytime drinking is the best.
In an indiscriminate location somewhere in Sydney.
That's fun.
If a bomb had gone off, mate, people probably would have still been going. But there would have been like 4 or 5 minor celebrities that people would have gone.
You would definitely get like a slideshow memorial thing on the morning show.
I would be in part of. Yeah, that's probably right.
That's fair.
That would be. Thank you, Sam. Mate, oh my God, are you ready for this?
Yeah,
okay, here's a really, really arrogant thing.
Great.
Oh, come off it. What are you about to say,
mate? I was on the red carpet last night.
Ugh.
Doing a bit of the Q&A. Doing a bit of the Q&A.
Yep.
Happy to do it. I'm very happy to do it. Sure. Don't mind at all. Not a problem in the world. Someone says, don't get me wrong, really loving listening to you and Sam in the morning. I said, thank you very much.
Don't get me wrong.
But, any chance you'll be back to TV soon? Huh. I was like, well, you know, I'd like to think so. And she goes, yeah, like, you know, I'm a celebrity, get me out of here or something.
Oh, how insulting. How insulting.
Hell? What?
Because you know what they would have wanted.
I mean, we all would like to think we're doing better than we are. But I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here, indeed.
Rove,
get me out of here.
Because you know what they would have wanted? They would have wanted a soundbite of you saying, yeah, sure, I would give it a go, even though I know you would never say that. But that's what they would want. So they'll be like, Rove's the next celebrity for I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. And they think they've got a scoop, Rove. That's what they're saying.
I'm not there yet. I'm not struggling that hard, surely.
No. Mate, if fucking, oops, sorry.
that one's going to get lost in the system.
Sorry.
Jamie, that
could be. It could be.
Here's a little peek behind the curtain of a peek behind the curtain.
Yep.
How do you now know where to go find that one?
Well, I sort of dropped down like a rough time, like it's 8:30, but even that, because we hit record, but then we don't start straight away. So I'm guessing it's going to be around the 8:30 mark.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, that's how I do it.
I actually didn't mean that one. Sometimes I purposely swear just to screw you up, Jamie, because it's fun. But I didn't actually mean to slip. But I was going to say, if Marsha Brady,
it was Marsha Brady.
Like, oh, yeah. 50 years after her major career thing? And then she went on it then. So I'm just saying, you get like
40 more years? She looked at her watch. Oh my God, I have to last that long? Jeez, I'm going to wind it up in the next 2 years.
But I will make a slideshow for you if you want.
Thank you very much.
It'll be like my own PowerPoint presentation.
Just all you got to do, just use the Apple Photos thing. They do a built-in one. Don't even have to try. Have you never done that?
No, that's weird.
What is it? Why is that weird?
I don't know. Don't like it.
I love it, Sam. Just disdainfully flicking her pen like a cigarette. I don't know if I like it. Near her mouth. Yeah, I don't approve. I will do. I don't know. I don't know, Jamie. I can say this. Samantha Jade,
yes,
and Cyrus.
They play Gobby.
On the show today, playing Gobby.
That's fun.
I dare say our exclusive interview with Professor Stephen Hawking will be part of today's program.
Won't hear it anywhere else.
You won't. Trust me. Because it's just me doing... Okay, I need to let people know.
Yeah.
Okay, of course it's me doing Stephen Hawking, if you don't already know that. Although Sam and I were sort of debating whether people would actually guess or not.
I wouldn't be surprised, because sometimes the media's really stupid. Let's be honest.
Well,
And they don't quite get humour, I feel. Or maybe they do, or they just think, oh, screw it, I'll just write it up anyway.
It's very easy to take the title of media commentator or journalist nowadays without having any discernible skills, degree, or ethics.
Exactly.
But whether you pick it or not, I just want to make it very clear. Apart from the fact that, of course, I'm talking down a phone. We did it before the show.
Copy.
I did my Hawking bit, coming to the studio. Me and Sam do the rest. There's no filter on it. It's, apart from the going through a phone line, it's otherwise just me.
Yeah.
Doing my Stephen Hawking voice like this.
Yeah.
Hello and welcome to the Chitty Chat.
It could very easily, people could think that it's like effect. It's actually you doing it, guys.
Exactly. I just closed my mouth like I'm doing a ventriloquist dummy.
Oh, it's a so-called nose in my mouth.
You sound like a Swedish person stuck in a box.
Isn't that a bit of vampire
too? I'm stuck in the box. Someone get me out of the box. You sound like Ruby's food. I think I've told this story before. I often, when Ruby eats something, she asks me to do the voice of the food. I don't know how this happened. But I have to go, well, I was Tiny Teddy's. She was the first time she had a Tiny Teddy. Yeah. She's like, I'm going to eat its. I'm going to eat its head. And she's gone, chomp, and in the head's gone. I've gone, oh, no, my head, don't eat my head. And then she's gone, bite, and literally said the word bite as she did it. And then it's gone down to her stomach. I went, oh, my God, I can hear it.
That's quite traumatic, Rove.
And then, how good was that voice?
Yeah, that was amazing, like, sorry. Yeah, that was really
send
amazing.
Send the other one in.
That's no, traumatic.
No, not me too. How is he doing that? So right now, Ro's mouth is fully closed and your voice is still coming through.
Get me out of here. Get me out of here.
Holy shit.
Rove!
Holy shit.
I can't breathe.
You're seriously quite talented. I mean, someone
out there, write it down. Oh, no,
guys.
This is the show.
obviously know you're talented, but that's real. That's massive. Cool.
Massive.
Look, it's good to have. It's that and plenty more goodness I will be bringing to season 3 of I'm a Celebrity. Get me out of here. That was yesterday's show. I'm looking at here.
Oh,
so forget it. We'll do a proper little thing. Do we need? We'll do a
no,
proper
well, we
little
say
thing.
That, but then we never
and then
talk.
We never do. And geez, other bits.
Yeah.
We bring up a story really just for the sake of getting you guys to call in with stuff. You know how it works, because here's the significantly edited catch up.
Rove and Sam. Australian singing sensation Samantha Jade and Cyrus are the enemies of people with lisps everywhere and have teamed up together to release their new top 10 hit song, Hurt Anymore. This new song is all about having to leave someone you love but aren't in love with anymore. Guys, thanks for reminding me of every breakup I had when I was a teenager. Thanks a bunch! Sorry, it still hurts. Old wounds.
Samantha Jade and Cyrus.
Thanks for joining us.
Pleasure.
Good
how you
morning.
Doing?
Samantha Jade, you always look so beautiful. Oh. Like it's 7:10 in the morning. And you're just glowing, you ray of sunshine.
You are so nice to me. You really are.
Cyrus, I like the beanie.
Yeah. Thanks, bro. Thanks.
New tat, mate. I'm seeing up here on the forearm.
Absolutely,
yes.
New tat.
And apparently, you didn't tell your mum about it, right?
Oh, not immediately.
Yeah.
She couldn't be there in the room with me, so you know she couldn't know exactly when. But no, it was a little bit of a surprise. But I'd rather tell her once it's already on the skin. She can't take it off and stop.
Exactly. Oh, she could try.
Yeah.
So how did you keep it secret from her?
Well, I live in Sydney now, and they still live back down in Wollongong, so that helps a little bit. And I kind of just didn't tell them what I was getting up to that day.
How did she respond?
Both my parents kind of didn't really. They saw that I had a tattoo, and they kind of smiled a little bit, but they were trying to hide that they were a little annoyed. But
a bit disappointed.
They didn't comment on how great it looked or anything at that time.
Life choices.
Exactly.
Sam, you were one of the you co-wrote this song, right?
Yeah.
So where does it must be tough writing? I mean, it's a very powerful one. It's not a lie back and well, I'm just going to take it or boohoo, broken heart. It's like yeah I'm going to rah. Yeah. It's empowering.
It is, isn't it?
When I can't think of words, I use sounds.
Yeah,
that's
I like
a great empowering sound. Yeah,
but is it still difficult to write a song about a painful subject?
Well, for this one, I walked in, the concept was already kind of there. Right. So I just had to kind of branch off of it. But yeah, it is. Especially when you sing it, I guess you've got to kind of go back to a place, you know, if you want to really perform it with a lot of feeling. So yeah, can be hard.
And then when you have to go back to the X Factor to do it, does it double the pressure?
We were really nervous.
Yeah, really?
They're still going to judge.
That was I was expecting Guy to criticize every little wrong inflection we did at the end of the song.
But and Guy, he's such a good singer, so we're like, oh, God.
Thankfully, he just clapped that night.
He clapped, thank God, yeah.
Did you meet Iggy? Was she nice?
We didn't meet her, no. We literally sang. It's so quick. Like, we sang, we walk off the stage, and then Guy, you know, he came off and gave us a hug and told us we did a good job.
Oh, he's so sweet. Yeah. I love Guy.
Yeah.
Sorry, do you know how powerful her vagina is?
Oh.
I don't know if you heard at the GQ Awards. Iggy picked up an award. This is her acceptance speech.
Wait, what?
This one means the absolute most to me because I can finally say that I have an award-winning vagina.
There you go.
Wait, what award did she win?
Wait, what?
Woman of the Year.
What?
Woman of the Year, the GQ Awards.
Woman of the Year.
What?
And that was her acceptance speech.
That was intense.
Was there only five people in the audience, or did just no one know how to react to that?
I don't think people knew how to react,
to
be honest.
How to react, Cyrus?
No.
I would go...
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what those three people did.
Meant to say. I mean, you don't go, you have to go, okay, good. No, right, good for you.
No, good.
And
that's
your
good.
Bits.
Yeah.
Roden Sam. Open wide, come inside. It's Gobby.
Yes, everyone's favourite. Yes. Shove stuff in your mouth and try
I was
to
like,
talk
oh,
game.
Oh, play school. Oh, not play school.
what do you mean, Cyrus? We didn't lift that song from anywhere. Okay, so here's what happens. We put these weird mouthpieces in our gobs.
Yes, and so you can't close your mouth.
It really stretches it out. I'll go first. Oh. It's going to be Cyrus and me with the Sam's guessing.
Okay, sure.
Okay, so Frosty, you go with me first.
Okay, go. Pop it in. Oh, God, you look so horrendous when you do that.
Oh, my God.
It's seriously disgusting. All right.
As always, Sam, as always, just read my lips.
Are you putting on a funny voice?
Terrible.
You are.
No, I'm trying to enunciate.
You're good at it.
Yeah, wow.
Gotta suck in the shit. I gotta suck in the shit. I don't want shit dropping out of my
mouth. It sounds like
you're
swearing.
That's what I'm swearing.
Okay, go.
Okay, ready. Here is the phrase.
This phrase.
The milkmaid has lolly lolling crap.
No, you're deliberately.
You're deliberately
doing all it being all tonguey. You mean the milkmaid?
The milkmaid
has
lolly
moldy
morning.
Pits.
No, morning dress.
Has a moldy morning dress.
No.
Has a moldy morning dress, Rose.
Has moldy morning dress.
Breath.
Okay.
Got your
Yeah, try one more. Wow.
A gobble of pink, fluffy, dunny. Just listen.
I can see all inside your mouth. It's revolting.
What is your heart like?
Ah, yuck.
Meat skin?
Yuck. You're deliberately being tonguey. Okay, go.
A gobful.
A gobful.
Of.
Pink. Tink. Pink.
Fluffy.
Fluffy.
Dunnies.
Slippers. Bunnies.
What is wrong with you?
Got it right, yay!
Oh, well
a gob full of pink fluffy bunnies.
Great.
So this is your new vocal warm-up, guys.
Oh yeah.
Okay, Cyrus.
Cyrus, you got to go.
So I got one.
I don't even know how to...
I'm popping this on my Instagram story, so no pressure.
Cyrus is ready to go.
Try and look good.
It in.
Oh, that's me.
He's away.
Okay.
Oh, good teeth.
This is it. Great Cyrus teeth. Is away. Okay. Here we go. Okay. Round two of Gobby. Cyrus,
okay.
Good luck.
Okay, Cyrus.
All right.
Your phrase.
Cyrus,
are you ready?
I'm ready.
Go.
Okay.
I'm hunting a hearted.
He is.
You look ridiculous.
Different.
You look great. Right.
Okay.
He's had his work done. Looks good.
What?
Let's just hit Snapchat.
Ready?
Yes.
I, this night, has sneaky Santa crads.
My best mate has what?
I, this night, has sneaky Santa.
What?
Sneaky?
Santa.
Sneaky what?
Santa. Santa. Santa crowd.
I am so lost. I can't stop looking at your teeth.
They're beautiful teeth.
They're great teeth.
You can literally see
it. Shanna crabs? Shanna crabs. Shanna crabs.
What was it? Show us.
Can I see?
I'm trying to explain. Santa.
Spanner crabs.
I thought you were saying Santa Claus.
That's just mean. That's a tough one.
Well
done.
He.
You can't do a he. All right. Well, Cyrus, Samantha Jade. Would you like to say thank you very much to yourselves?
Oh, thank you, Cyrus, for doing that.
Thank
I would have
you,
been
Ariana
terrible.
You guys are good words.
It's Gobby. Hurt anymore. The single is out now. Samantha Jade, Cyrus, thank you so very much.
You guys are superstars.
Our pleasure.
Rove and Sam.
Rove.
Sam.
Obviously, I'm out of the dating game. Oh. Ooh. I've got an old ball and chain.
That's your celebrity nickname for each other, isn't it?
Who will be joining us live in the studio tomorrow? Anyway, guys, I'm out of the dating game, so I live vicariously through my friends, sure. And I love dating stories. You guys know it. Fans of the show are like, yeah, mate, that's all you're yippee-yonny about. It's a real word. I caught up with my girlfriend last night.
Right.
She's newly back into the scene, right? So she's having a little dibble dabble here and a dibble dabble there. And she's having a great time.
Sure.
Anyway, so she went on a first date with this guy and she's just like, yeah. And I'm like, how'd it go? Ooh, tell me all the details.
Of course.
And she's like, look, it went well. He's intelligent. He's funny. The conversation was flowing. We have similar values. All the important things. Tick, 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 tick.
Perfect.
Great. No dramas, right?
Done. Lock him in.
I said to her, so are you going to see him again? She goes, well. And I go, what? And I'm like, why not? And I'm like, oh, is the old ex lingering around? Is that why? Mate, oh, squat that guy. Wait, squash that guy. Don't worry.
Where are you?
I'm in an... Guys, ever since I stood upside down to get rid of my hiccups, I got water in my brain and now my brain isn't working. A video is on our Instagram story.
We got
but
that
guys,
one.
And she said...
So he otherwise ticks every box.
Ticks all the boxes.
But she's like, I'm never going to see him again.
No. Nope,
why?
She's never going to see him again.
What's his problem?
Because he's got a funny surname.
Oh, dear.
Okay. She's like... Because she said to me, I'm like, oh, yeah, I brought up my Facebook, obviously. And I'm like, oh, yeah. What's his name? I'll stalk him. And she's like... His name's Dick Whistler.
No. That's not a certain. That's the whole thing. Like you call
well, it's
your
Richard.
Kid,
well, it's Richard.
That's
Whistler.
Your problem. That's your problems right there.
But his nickname.
If you call your kid Richard, there is no surname that saves that.
No, exactly.
There is no surname. Your surname could be Hero. Guess what? It's Dick Hero now.
Exactly. You can't call your kid Richard. Sorry to all the Richards out there.
But Dick Whistler.
Whistler.
Oh man.
Anyway, so we had a good old lull about that. But I just said to her, I'm just like, and I could not hold in my laughter. And she's like, see, I can't date someone when their reaction's like that every single time. And I'm like, no, I'm just really immature. So, you know, just ignore me. And she's like, no, Sam, everyone's going to laugh at me. So I don't know. So I don't know if she's going to go on another date. Is that fair, do you think?
Absolutely, that's fair.
Oh, see?
I think so. You can't.
Nah.
You can't. I mean... At least your boyfriend's surname is completely unpronounceable. But it's not embarrassing.
I know, right? That's why I'll keep my own. And I'll be like, your name's too difficult. Go away. But anyway, so let's see if she hangs out with the dick whistler again.
Rogan Sam. A long time ago, actually not too long ago, we caught a cab in the city.
We did. It was a rainy day.
And the woman behind the wheel, well, she changed our lives forever. To the point where we like to drop in with her from time to time and just find out how she's doing. Her name, well, it's all wrapped up in this wonderful little song. What's new? What's a cat?
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Good morning, everyone.
You know her, you love her as much as we do. Chris, the cat lady cab driver. G'day, Chris.
Try saying that seven times.
I can't. I can't even say it once.
Hi, guys.
How are you today?
I'm good, thank you very much.
In fine spirits, every life is well?
Yes, very good, thanks.
For those people who don't know Chris as well as we do, a wonderful, sweet cab driver. She loves her cats, but she also loves her music. Very gifted singer-songwriter. Mm-hmm. And Chris, I believe you've been busy at work.
Yes, very busy. I've got a lot of people singing the anthem.
So are you telling me, Chris, that with your talent, and we have heard your classic song here, push, 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 so are you telling me, Chris, that you have once again put pen to paper and written a song that's for us, like an anthem for us and our show?
That's right.
Fantastic. Now, I'm being told we do have it here. Can we have a listen?
First time we're hearing this, guys.
Here it is. I'm so excited, Sam. Okay, here it is. This is Chris's anthem for us that she wrote herself. Let's have a listen.
Rove and Sam, Rove and Sam, riding today FM. Rove and Sam, riding without man. Fear by the dickies and love by the good. Rove and Sam, Rove and Sam, Rove and Sam.
Oh, my goodness, Chris.
Chris.
Wailing on the ukulele. You are so gifted.
Yes, look, that took me half a minute to write that song. I don't know if it's ADHD enough for your program.
Look,
you have summed it up in a nutshell, Chris.
Clear to say you're a loyal listener. Chris. Oh, my God, I wish you were here to hug you right now. So, Chris, when you say this has been a challenge, so have you been playing this to people that have been coming into your cab?
Oh, yes, and they've been playing it to me too, so it's a two-way street. We're having auditions in the cab now and people have got their own versions. They've all put their own versions together and let's see what becomes of this. But I like to swing it out to the public there all around Australia and beyond if that's what happens.
Sure.
Yeah, and here's some highlights of some of the people I've had in my cab, OK?
Robin Sam, riding today, FM. Robin Sam, Robin Sam, riding without men.
Feared by the dickheads, loved by the good.
Robin Sam, Robin Sam,
Robin Sam.
Robin Sam.
What do you think?
Absolutely fantastic.
It is genius.
Thank you.
You're getting us out there. You're a better marketing person than this whole place.
It's perfect.
Yeah. And let's just see where it can end up.
Yes.
We take this song, we put together a new soundtrack.
Oh, it's brilliant.
Chris, you're a genius. I love it. So that's what we'll do. We'll get a bunch of people to cut it together. We'll get a bunch of people to sing the song. It's going to be mind-blowing.
I reckon you two deserve it.
Oh.
And it's a gift from my heart.
Chris,
you're just the gift that keeps on giving.
Sending the love, and we send it to you. Thanks as always, Chris.
Thank you very
much. Good to talk to you.
Bye, Chris.
Thank you, bye.
Rove and Sam. Today FM.
I want to know if you have lost a bet. Mm. And what did you have to do?
I love these stories.
131060. Call now. This dude, he was so certain Hillary Clinton was going to win the US election.
Oh.
He has said to all his followers on Facebook, if I'm wrong, I'll get a tattoo to shame myself.
Oh, sure.
And you guys get to choose what the tattoo is.
Let me take a guess.
So he's lost. They chose Donald Trump.
A Trump tattoo.
It's not even just a Trump tattoo, because when he said, all right, you also get to choose where I get it, small of his back. So it's not just a Trump tattoo, it's a Trump stamp.
Ew.
And of course, he filmed the whole thing for Facebook Live.
I'm thinking about my life and how it went wrong, and now I'm laying in a chair getting a Trump stamp. This is definitely the stupidest thing I've ever done for views. I just wish I was getting a normal tattoo.
If I keep losing bets, maybe we'll keep going.
So for views, so he's obviously got a following on Facebook. Is that what?
Geez, you hope so.
Yeah.
And it's not even a good one. It's like a caricature of Trump. It's like, and he's a walking caricature anyway.
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty gross. And his girlfriend had to watch the whole thing happening. And, wow, she couldn't be prouder.
I'm not too happy about it, no. No. I have to look at it forever.
I mean, I've told you guys already, but for those of you who haven't known, I got my nose pierced with a big bull ring, like the biggest one, for my birthday, because I lost a bet. So
what
that was
the
fun.
Bet? Do you even remember what the bet
was? I don't.
Was?
I was, look, to be honest, I had co-admit to drink.
And
I was having a good time
paid
all
the
time.
And
I
you
did.
Paid the price.
I had an infected nose for a long time because, you know, anyway. Details, guys, details. And then I had a hole in my face for ages. I think it's cleared up now. I don't know.
Well,
is
this,
it?
I see. Oh, no, that's a nostril. You're fine. So 13, 10, 60, we want to know, have you lost a bet? What did you have to do? Roven
Sam. Nicole in Wattlegrove, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Lovely. Now, have you lost a bet and what did you have to do?
Yes, I did. A number of years ago, I had a bet with a friend that I'd go on all the rides at the Easter show, but there was one ride that I chickened out on, and I can't even remember what that ride was. But the bet was that if I didn't do it, then I'd have to go back to the pavilion where you have all those taste testers and have a spoonful of that, the hottest chili that they have on display.
That must have been a hell of a ride not to do.
It was horrible.
Now those chili things, they're like blow the top of your head off hot.
I think I killed my taste buds permanently, part of my tongue. It was horrible.
Look, you're a good person for honouring your bet though.
Yeah, exactly. That's the most important thing.
It is.
Rebecca in Northern Beaches, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Now, what happened to you when you lost a bet?
So mine was pretty similar to yours, Sam. We're pretty boozed up and I don't even remember what the bet was for. But we were just out on the boat one day and end up losing this bet. And I had to eat a jelly blobber.
What?
Like a jelly blobber.
Like a jellyfish. In the ocean.
A jellyfish.
Like the jellyfish, just the circle ones.
Oh, moon jellyfish. They're just the see-through ones.
Oh, poor
yeah,
Ruby.
Yeah, the see-through ones.
Yeah, Ruby, my daughter would be very upset by that.
That's so
But she could tell you it's a moon
and
jellyfish.
And so how did it taste?
There was no real taste. I guess the texture was probably the killer. It was pretty gross feeling it slide down your neck.
We should try that. It's one of those ones, I think.
It's a living thing.
Like a delicacy in Japan thing.
It's like taking a bite out of a live cow. It's exactly the same.
Sure. Especially at the moment because they're swimming in the ocean, according to the story we had on Monday.
Pete, in Bondi, you lost a bet. What happened?
Yeah, basically lost a bet to my partner at the time, who is now my wife, and basically had to get a Prince Albert done.
Oh, my goodness.
What's a Prince Albert?
Someone's on the phone.
What?
Penis pierce.
Penis piercing.
Oh, mate. Yeah, right.
The old Prince Albert. Apparently, Queen Victoria's hubby had a little device. He had the little stud put in to help keep his old fella strapped to the side of his leg.
I beg your pardon?
Back in the day.
Yeah, that's...
And that's where it comes from.
Reason for me.
Yes.
Why would he have it strapped to his leg?
Genital piercing, Sam.
Just in case.
Yep.
Yeah,
so you know where it is at all times.
Had it in for a year, took it out, and I've still got the hole there now, and I'm peeing many directions.
Oh, like, Pete!
Pete, you're a little sprinkler.
Hey, you're a little sprinkler, Pete. This might be too much information, but, like, does it hurt when you're having a good time?
Oh, it didn't at the time, and it doesn't now.
Okay.
Right.
I just enjoy the time.
He just has a good time, guys.
Pete, you're a human soda stream.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well,
Pete,
man of his
word. We love you.
Who even when the setup is okay, if you lose genital piercing, who even accepts those terms?
I don't know. People who are
Pete,
this
obviously.
This is the thing when you're so confident, you're backing yourself so much. You're like, I can't lose this bet. Throw it at me. What is that? No dramas.
You got off okay with the nose ring.
Exactly.
You're very, very lucky.
Exactly. Roven
Sam. Big news yesterday.
Mm.
We are all toast.
Well, you know what? I'm not surprised.
We always knew this day would come. Professor Stephen Hawking, he knows his stuff.
Mate, he's onto it.
He was given a talk and he said, look, we can't stop it now. We've ruined the planet too much that either through war, a virus or global warming, we'll be dead in 1,000 years. The planet will not be able to sustain us anymore.
Yeah, fair
enough.
It's
tragic news.
It's very tragic, Rove, and but I can't say I'm surprised. I don't know.
So the big question is, what next? Well, guess what? Got out my little black book. Much like Greg Norman giving the PM Trump's phone number, track me down some Professor Stephen Hawking. Very excited. We probably should have been building this up a lot more. It's such an exclusive, right?
Yes.
We've got him on the line now. We're very pleased to be able to have him here to shed some light on the subject. Professor Stephen Hawking, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Rolf and Sam. It is my pleasure.
So let me see if I've got this right. You're telling us we're going to be dead in 100 years. That's pretty grim stuff.
You want to know grim? Try the idea of living on a planet under the Trump regime. Ha 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 ha. I kid, but seriously, think about it. That would suck nuts.
So break it down for us, Professor Hawking. What's the huge problem here? What's going to kill us?
With the threat of things like viruses, nuclear war, and global warming, it is only a matter of time before planet Earth is no longer able to sustain life.
So what option are you suggesting to help us save ourselves?
We move.
We move?
Yes, we have to find another planet to live on. It is the only option for the future of our species.
That sounds drastic.
Especially now. Have you seen the property prices at the moment? And good luck trying to find a friend to help you with that move.
So do we have any other options for where we can move to?
Yes, we have already found other planets out there just like Earth.
Oh, wow. So how can you tell they're like Earth?
They already have a Starbucks. Ha ha, ha ha. Again, I am joking. It's what I do.
Yeah, that doesn't really seem appropriate.
Oh, chill out, guys. Lighten up. It's not like it's the end of the world. Oh, wait. Dot, dot, dot.
So do you have any good news for us?
I do. The good news is this new Earth does exist, but the bad news is that it's 120 trillion miles away.
Wow, that's a hell of a long way.
Yeah, and you thought the flight from Sydney to Perth was bad. Imagine being stuck near the fat guy who hugs the armrest for that flight. Ha, ha, ha. Come on, Rove and Sam, give me something here.
Okay, right. Professor Stephen Hawking, thank you very much for your insight.
Thanks so much.
I call the window seat.
Rove and Sam.
Ricky Martin was on Ellen, yes, and he was talking about how he proposed finally to his partner, but it didn't quite go as smoothly as he'd hoped.
We just got engaged.
How long have you been together?
We've known each other for more than a year now. I proposed.
Yeah?
I was really nervous, but I got on my knees and I took out the little letter box. And instead of saying, would you marry me? I said, I got you something. I said, I want to spend my life with you. And he was like, what is the question? Would you marry me?
Aww. I am so happy for you.
Aww.
So it could have gone smoother.
Exactly.
It could have gone smoother.
That's to say the least.
So 131060, we'd like to hear about your wedding proposal disaster.
I love it because what happens, you know, you get so excited, people get so stressed. They're like, oh, the guys generally are planning it in their heads, going, this is how I want it to go. Mm-hmm. And they're sweating and they're probably like, and it can't always go right.
No.
Like, you know.
So I had a friend who had planned this monumental proposal in New Zealand. He's from America, was in New Zealand, staying at a friend's place. And he had this idea of there was this boat that the friend's father had made.
Aww.
Back in the day. And the idea was, I'll row my lady fair out from the shore and propose to her out at sea. Would be a beautiful little thing. We're just going on a little boat trip.
Oh, fantastic.
Left it a bit late. It's the last night of the trip. Everyone was out at dinner having a good time. And then he suddenly went, I got to do it. And I had this grand plan. I can't just do it here at dinner. We need to get back to the house and get to the boat. So everyone scrambled back to the house.
Yep.
He's gotten in the boat, started rowing out to sea. No one has used the boat yet. He realises, oh, there's no little hooks to put the oars in to row the rowboat.
Yeah, right.
So it's just grinding against the side of the boat and sort of splashing around. Mm. But he still then starts paddling the boat like a canoe, one oar either side as he paddles out. The boat starts to leak. It's getting very dark.
Oh, no.
He's trying to find the right place. The girlfriend is going, what are you doing? He's trying to start the whole process. Then the boat starts leaking. Mm. A storm comes in. Everyone out at back at the shore starts to scream at him because they know that the proposal is happening. And they start cheering, thinking it's happening or it's already happened.
Oh, no.
And they're going, yay! And she's going, what is everyone talking about? And then realises that, completely wrong. So he tried to, he then just has to rush it because it's now pitch black. And she says, why are we still out here when this storm is in a leaking boat that is going to take us forever? So then the other friends have to get the boat that does work to come out and rescue them, take them back to shore. And then he finally says, so are you married?
Oh, what a Castro disastro.
What was meant to be the most romantic moment of his life ended up being a bit of a mess.
I'm obsessed with these stories. I think they're fantastic.
Let's get to them. 131060, what is your wedding proposal disaster story? Rove and
Sam. Sam in Penrith kicking things off. Did you have a failed proposal?
I did, yes. I took a small flight with my now fiancé, thankfully, to Byron Bay from Sydney. And I decided to use the speakerphone on the plane.
Oh, good.
And it's really easy to work. It says push to talk and you just talk.
Sure.
But unfortunately, the nerves got the better of me. And I kept fumbling it and I couldn't talk properly and I didn't know what I was saying. The whole plane was listening to me fumbling everything and they were all laughing at me.
Oh, and Sam.
By the end, I finally got something out. And walked down to, past everyone who was giggling and kind of laughing and smiling to where she was sitting. And as she was sitting, she went to stand up and I went to bend down and I kind of bobbed like a Muppet up and down until finally I just gave her the ring.
Oh, Sam! It's so sweet. That I actually think that's a beautiful story.
That's better than it going smoothly, of course. And you get complimentary nuts.
Exactly. It would be so great to be on that flight, though. I would love to see something like that.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
That would be fun.
It beats is there a doctor on the plane. I've had that more than once.
Oh, see, I haven't had that either.
Oh, yeah.
James in Wollongong, what happened to you?
So it was the perfect night. We'd been out for dinner and we were staying at a hotel. And my now wife, Carly, I got her to go in for a bath.
Right.
And I had 50 little candles set up from the bath out onto the veranda.
Perfect.
So I'd set it up perfectly and then I've turned out the lights and I've gone to light them and realised I hadn't packed the lighter or matches. So I've sneakily snuck downstairs and I've gone down to the receptionist and tried to get her on board and she said, sorry, sir, it's a non-smoking room.
Oh, no.
So she couldn't give me anything to light them. So I'm scuttling around the streets trying to find somewhere to get one while Carly's up in the bath, but nowhere was open. So I couldn't get anything to light them. So I've gone over, oh, maybe I can light it on the stove. But it's an electric stove. So I'm trying to light a piece of paper on fire on the electric stove and it wasn't working.
Oh, James.
So I've ended up having to pull the pin on the candles. I've packed them away.
Yep.
And at the last second I've gone, I have to do it. It's the perfect night. So I've got the ring box, put it into my pillow. And we've hopped into bed and I've gone, oh, there's something in my pillow. What is that? And she put her hand in and the ring was in there. So she said yes. So it was. I still got the win. It just didn't turn out the way I wanted it to.
Oh, sure. That is still a really sweet story.
Now, by
though.
That stage, she looked like a prune from being in the bath for what sounds like 2 hours.
She's wrinkled up.
Yeah.
So lesson learned, battery-powered tea lights. For future reference.
Oh, it's so
sweet,
nice.
James.
I love proposals. I mean, just imagine the thought of someone going, I want to be with you for the rest of my life.
And I'll run all the way down to the 7-Eleven to try to get a lighter to do it.
Cassie, wrapping it up for us. Proposal fails. It happened to you?
It did happen to me. We were up on the Gold Coast on a holiday and for my birthday. My boyfriend's booked a limo. I thought it was just a fun night out for my birthday. Gone to this really fancy restaurant. He's nervous the whole night. I was complaining the whole night. Food was bad. It was hot. I was sweating. It was horrible. And then at the end, we sort of, like, paid for, you know, and we're, like, at the little foyer area where the, all these people were standing. And, like, he's, like, almost crying. And I've looked at him and I've gone, what are you doing? And then he's like, I've got to go to the bathroom. So he went to the toilet. And he had to get, like, a pep talk from, like, a random stranger. And then he's come back out and paid for dinner. And then he's, like, looked at me, and I knew then. I was like, I grabbed his face, and I was like, don't you dare, because it was, like, a room full of people. And I was, like, really embarrassed and stuff. And he did it anyway. Like, he got down on one knee and did it anyway, and it was, like, really cute and stuff. But, yeah, it was just, like, the whole night was a disaster because I was complaining the whole night. And, yeah.
Oh, Cassie.
It's like those ones you see on TV shows or, you know, someone stops a sporting game halfway through to go, yeah. I want it, and they get down on bended knee and then the person goes,
No, not like this.
Not like
Wouldn't
this.
Wouldn't that be the worst if you're going to go down and they're like, no, and you're like, I don't know what to do.
The camera's rolling. Good times, right? Smile through. Well, look, it seems everyone made it out alive. We've got everyone is talking about my now husband, my now wife.
See, you can screw up a proposal and it's still work out.
Well, I tell you what, it gets James, I say, tickets to see Amy Schumer live. Congratulations, James.
Thank you very much, guys.
Now, take two sticks to rub together, or at least the lighter, okay?
Will do.
And congratulations to you and the now missus. That's a great story.
I love it.
Thank you very much, guys. Wake
up, get up. Rove and Sam.
That was radio gravy.
Like Rove and Sam on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram @Rove and Sam.